searching for the dead. In a nondescript field away from any town or city, they're looking for the missing, people who should have been buried by their families 2 decades ago. Over 1,600 people remain unaccounted for. Kosovars say their bodies were deliberately hidden by Yugoslav and Serb forces seeking to conceal war crimes. Kosovo authorities and international organizations have been working to find them.
The more time it passes, the way that people farm, they build houses, they build roads, the more difficult it is. Also, the memory of the people fail as well. It's one of the problems. It's difficult to remember what you saw 23 years ago. So you may remember the event, but you may not remember the actual location of the event.
Among the victims of the conflict were 1,024 children. This exhibition in Pristina tells their story. Children's belongings donated by their families. A school bag, a drawing, painful memories. 109 children still remain missing.
Even though there was agreed cooperation between Kosovo and Serbia in the Brussels dialogue to resolve the issue of missing persons, I really don't have really high hopes. It's obvious that some information about the possible location of massive or individual graves are only in the private archives or in the memories of certain people.
Flaka Fazlia's father was a doctor. He went missing a month after she was born and never got to see his daughter.
Such a long wait until now, 24 years, have been a very long and anxious and terrible wait. Every aspect of our lives has definitely been imbued by the absence of my father and my uncle. So I can just say that their absence was the most present thing in our life.
Her father has a hospital named after him, but what they really want is closure. Back in the field, the work continues. Some mass graves have been discovered in neighboring Serbia. The team hopes to return there to continue investigations. They also hope that evidence collected will lead to prosecutions in The Hague.
The painstaking work of trying to find the missing persons continues. Experts here use eyewitness accounts, satellite imagery, reports from NATO and other organizations so they can give the families of the missing people some sort of closure. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, Kamenica, Kosovo.